administrative portion of the meeting. And we have one item on the consent calendar. I move approval.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
The next thing I asked to have added to our discussion matters is just the meetings that we, the quarterly meetings that we usually have about three times a year with LEC members. And I got very confused when these messages were coming out. And I just want to kind of repeat what I think has happened so to see if anybody is interpreting it differently and make sure all of our schedules are right. So we had a meeting scheduled for June 19th with them that I believe is canceled. End of story. That's just it. Then the two subsequent meetings after that were September 3rd and December 11th, and we got cancellations, but I believe that that was because they were sent out by Retha, and now Angie's doing this scheduling. So we got a cancellation on those two, but they've been rescheduled, so they're still September 3rd and December 11th. Is that what you guys took from those announcements that were coming out too?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
I just wanted to make sure I was understanding it right. So that covers that. And then the picnic that we do for employees in September, we're having some either scheduling or location issues. And so I think Steve has the details and can probably explain it better than me. But we either need to move the date or move the location.
Right. So the venue was not available on that date. So Pamela and I have done some digging, and we have a couple of options for you. We could change the venue to the Hillside Aquatic Center. That actually will seat more people, and we were getting kind of tight in the other venue, so that is a possibility. The other option is our current venue is open either September 3rd or September 10th, if either of those dates work for you guys. So if you want to keep the same date, we can just change the venue to the other, to the Aquatic Center. And I think in some ways there are some advantages to that, although I haven't personally been there much.
Is that the one on by the Community Bowl?
Yeah.
Okay.
The Community Bowl, isn't that
not that BSC?
No.
Not the BSC Aquatic. Oh, Hillside down.
Yeah.
Like
Hillside.
East.
It's still part of the system.
By 17th Street or something like that. I don't remember what school's over there.
Simley, maybe?
Yeah, it's across from Simley.
Okay.
Across from what?
Simley.
Yeah. By the nursing home.
Oh, yep. Okay. Is the aquatic complex inside or outside?
Inside.
Okay.
I think it has similar.
Yes, it has a small kitchenette. It has seating. It's on the second floor, so there's an elevator to ride up on there. And it's air conditioned. So I just.
And it'll seat over 100.
I don't know what the outside looks like, so I don't know if there's a park area or anything, but it'll seat a lot more people.
Yep.
Okay.
Well, the 3rd and 10th are open for me, although the 3rd is the day when we have that LEC meeting that we just discussed. But that doesn't go that late. I don't think that would be a problem.
Yeah.
But if we liked our original date of the 4th, I'm sure willing to try that Hillside Aquatic Center too. So I guess either of those three options is fine with me.
I'm fine with whatever. Same. Yep. Either of those work. See you, Dave.
Take care.
There's also, I was just thinking if we're, if we need another venue to consider, not even for this, but just going forward. I know, and Victor's probably really familiar with it with his daughters and skating, but the Shansby Arena down by Wachter, they have kind of like party rooms upstairs in the arena. I don't know how much they cost, but that's also indoor and would hold. I was just at a grad party there for my cousin's son this past weekend, and that also would be like an indoor space that could probably hold a lot of people.
Schaumburg.
Arena. Thank you.
Yep. Schaumburg. It's a huge space, more than adequate seating.
Mm-hmm. So,
well, if that's certainly keep in mind mm-hmm. for the future, but now I don't know if they're available.
Right. And
we should book something up mm-hmm. here before we explore other options and then find none of them are available anymore. So, choice between keeping the date in Hillside or moving the date up a day?
Let's keep the date and check out Hillside.
Okay.
Done and done.
Get her booked. Thank you. Anything else for scheduling?
I have one item, and it's a ways out, but at the beginning of the year, Pamela always does a fantastic job of capturing kind of all of our upcoming events for the next year, and we schedule our commission meetings accordingly. Unfortunately, what happened is one of the meetings that we had, Organization of MISO State's annual meeting, that got moved after we set our schedule. So it's now scheduled for October 20th through the 22nd. And we have a commission meeting on October 22nd. It's too early for the agenda for that. So I'm not sure, you know, if it's something where I can fly back or how that's going to work. But I was wondering if it would be possible to tentatively hold like Thursday the 23rd as an alternate date in case we have to move the commission meeting on the 22nd.
Fine. That date works for me too.
Okay. Thank you.
We'll put a hold on the 23rd.
Put a hold on our calendars for that date. Yep. And then mm-hmm. as you get closer,
yeah,
you know, because if we can keep the meeting date and you're going to have time to prepare for the meeting.
Right.
That if we can keep the regular meeting, then we can add items if something would come mm-hmm. up. That would be the one benefit.
Right, exactly. And like I said, once I have the schedule, you know, I'm not opposed to even doing it virtually if we need to. So I just, it's far enough out that I thought I'd just bring it up so we have time to do that. Thank you.
Anything else on hectic schedules? Okay, with that, we are adjourned.